This morning, the theme is waiting on the Lord. Waiting. Waiting is a very, very difficult task. Very boring. And we see it as a waste of energy, waste of resources. How do we react when we get to the traffic light? You want to get to somewhere, and as you are getting there, you just see the amber, pang! Or you get to the surgery. You've been given 10 o'clock appointment. You are there 5 minutes to 10. 10 past 10 and you are still waiting. Or you've booked to go into a restaurant. And you are still waiting outside. Now you've even been given a seat. And you are still waiting to be served your meal. 30, 40 minutes after you're seated. Or are you a football fan? You are watching your darling team who is in dire need of a goal and they've just scored the goal and you see VAR check and it's going 2-3 minutes. You become so nervous, isn't it? Will it be a goal? Will it not be? Thus, others will be saying, let it not be a goal. Let there be offside. Waiting is so difficult. With the advanced technology at our disposals, why do you then need to wait? You are hungry, there is fast food. Even in my profession, we now have what we call instant CPD. So you don't need to travel that far and be in the hall for 3-4 hours doing what you call your CPD. We are in the world of instant pleasure, instant gratification. And therefore, we see waiting as very hard. And we have brought this into the things of God, especially where we need to wait on the Lord. But our Bible is full of many, many people who have had to wait on the Lord. Let me give you a few examples. In Genesis 17, God said to Abraham, I will make you a father of many nations. But as at that time, this man had no child. And he was 75 years old. Adam and Sarah had to wait 25 years. What about Noah? God told him there will be rain. Noah waited for 120 years. David was anointed as a king by Samuel. But it took David 25 years from the time he was anointed to the time he ascended the throne. Joseph had a dream. I saw your sheaves bowing down to mine. But that dream took 22 years to come to pass. Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness. This part that God has told him, you are going to lead my people out of Israel. Elizabeth and Zechariah waited for between 20 and 30 years for God's fulfillment of his promise. The disciples had to wait for the Holy Spirit to come. Jesus waited 30 years for his ministry to begin. Waiting. Waiting. Good things don't come very easy. And that is the truth. Ask those who have decided to take the shortcut. They soon realize that the shortcut is now the longest route. We all want God's blessings, God's fulfillment of his promises. But are we ready to wait? Are we ready to wait? And I try to think about, why do we find it difficult to wait on God's promises? And the first thing that came to my mind is, we think our timing is God's timing. No, you are wrong. Your times are not in your hands. Your times are in God's hands. Note that. And God's timing is always the perfect time. The second reason why I think we always find it difficult to wait is because we compare ourselves. Even if you don't do that, you have people who surround you that will do the comparison for you. Look at your age mate. Look at the people you finished school together. Look at the people you married together. Look at the people you started the business together. That comparison now makes it very difficult for us to think about waiting. Another reason why we always find it difficult to wait is because we have the report, so many reports go onto the internet. There is virtually anything you cannot Google. The result will come. And then we compare it. We gather said, look at Abraham at age 75, having to wait for another 25 years. If it was to be in the days of internet, Abraham would have read so many things about the physiological, the anatomical differences between when you were young and now that you are old. What about the physiological functions? They are gone. And when God's promises come to us, we compare it with our time, we compare it with what we've read, we compare it with every other thing. And it makes waiting much more difficult. But take it or leave it. If you are a disciple of Christ, God is going to send you to Waiting Training College. You have to attend Waiting Training College. Maybe you start from Waiting primary school to Waiting secondary school or grammar school, and then you go to Wheaton University, you must wait. Either collectively or individually. We are collectively waiting now for the fulfillment of the prophecy that Christ is going to come again, isn't it? We are all going to wait. We must pass through Waiting Training College. A doctor cannot just wake up this morning and say, yes, I'm a doctor, without having to pass through medical college. Go and ask them what it takes to finish. And also, I want to tell you, there cannot be a testimony without test. In the Waiting Training College, you have got to pass through various tests. Your work is going to pass through fire. We all like gold. If you see a raw gold, you will kick it and you will not know that you are kicking pounds and sterling. Go to any chemistry laboratory and let them show you a raw gold. But that same gold you now call 24 carat, 36 carats, has passed through fire. And when it comes out, then it shines better. And then you are ready to put your money into it. You all have to pass through Waiting Training College. In this Waiting Training College, what are the things we need to learn? One, it's a place where you build patience. Patience is a virtue. Psalm 37, verse 7, it says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret. When people succeed in their ways, even when they carry out their wicked schemes, waiting patiently. During waiting, God builds your patience. James 5:7 also says, be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. Patience. If you want God's promise to come to fulfillment, you must develop patience. You don't get pregnant today and then you want the baby the next day or in a week or in a 2 or even in 3 months. It must develop. Patience builds and brings development. Patience builds and gives us the grace to exercise our hope. Psalm 62, verse 5, it says, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. Lamentations 3:25, that has been read to us, it says, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. We find hope in Christ. The Word who became flesh, who went onto the cross for you and me, then we need to focus on him for the fulfillment of God's promises. Waiting builds our spiritual endurance, spiritual resilience, and spiritual maturity. Isaiah 40, verse 31, I love it so much. It says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And listen to this. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Spiritual endurance. Waiting builds your spiritual resilience. Remember the Hebrew brothers. They said, even if our God will not save us, we will still not bow down to this image. It builds you up to the point that you get to a stage when you pray, you say, thank you, God, for the answers to my prayer. Thank you, God, for the prayers you have not answered. Why? He has a plan. And the God's plan for my life is different from God's plan for Ian's life. It's different from God's plan for Samuel's life. You have to follow God's plan. You know, when you travel on the highway, you see the warning, stay in lane. Stay in lane. It means you remain focused. You stay where God wants you to be. Waiting builds your faith in God. You can imagine when Abraham waited 25 years and God eventually gave him a son. God told him again, go and sacrifice that son. Because he has passed through the first stage, he knew if God said to me, go and sacrifice, yes, he has a better plan. He knows what we will do. Faith builds up your faith. Waiting builds up your faith in God. You see why we all need to pass through this waiting training college. If we get things very easily, we will not appreciate it. Go and ask those who won lottery, who won 100 million. Many of them are packed in poverty because they squandered it. I'm sure if somebody gives you 100 million, you have a better plan for it now, isn't it? Why? You have passed through. You know what it means to be in need. And then when you have it, you will not want to waste it. Waiting. So what do you do when you are in this waiting training college? You must be a willing student. Ready to learn. Ready to follow God. Ready to be obedient. 99.9% obedience is 100% disobedience. Trusting God. A willing student, you must be. It's a time when you must solely rely, depend on God. It is a time when you need to surround yourself with people that will encourage you, people that will support your faith. And you know what? Sarah, Abraham's wife, was the one who gave Abraham an advice. Maybe God's promise is not from me. Maybe it's from somewhere else. Why not go into our maid? You do not need people that will dilute your faith when you are waiting. You do not need people that will advise you to take a shorter cut when you are waiting. You need people that will pray with you. People that will encourage you. People that will help to lift up your hands when your hands are getting weaker and they're dropping. People that will stand in the gap for you. So check during the period of your waiting, who do you surround yourself with? When you are waiting on God, you do not just need to sit down. You must continue in God's service. I want us to get on, go and read Luke 2, 5 to 19. God promised Zechariah and Elizabeth, you are going to have a child. They had to wait many years. Zechariah never for once said, why should I be in church? Why should I be serving God? For all these years that I've been praying, what result have I got? No. Zechariah continued in God's service. And when the Lord sent an angel to Zechariah, where did that angel meet Zechariah? In God's temple. Doing God's work. If God will send an angel to you, that yes, I'm ready to answer you now, where will the angel meet you? Is it doing God's work? Is it in God's service? Church, we are all waiting for Christ's second coming. Is your lamp still filled with oil? Is your lamp still filled with oil? Do you need to take a step back and check where I am? Assuming the trumpet sounds now, that fulfillment, if it were to come to pass now, where will you be? Where will I be? Waiting on God. And individually, are you also waiting for God's fulfillment of something you have been praying, you have been crying silently, secretly unto God? And you're saying, God, when will you answer me? Lord, have you forgotten me? I want to encourage you. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. The promise is yet for an appointed time. And when God's time comes, the fulfillment will be perfect. You know, last week, our song was, do something new in my life, wasn't it? When God's fulfillment comes, your song will change. And you know what it's going to change to? See what the Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord has done. What we waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. That is going to be your song. You are not sure. That is going to be your song. You are not sure yet. That is going to be your song. Yes. Wait on the Lord. Wait. Be of good cheer. And I say unto you again, wait. The Lord has not forgotten you. The Lord has not forgotten you. It may seem as if things are, I'm praying, there is nothing. Nothing is happening. God is walking behind the scenes. God is walking for you. Wait on the Lord. Let us pray. I do not know what you're waiting on the Lord for. It's been like a thorn in the flesh. Just cry unto God silently. Do not forget me, Lord. Strengthen me. Strengthen my faith. That I will solely depend, rely on you. Whatever comes my way, I'm for you, Lord. Almighty God, we thank you. And my prayer this morning is that you will renew our strength, O Lord, as we wait on you. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not be tired as we wait on you, Lord. Help our unbelief so that we remain focused on you. We will not go away from your presence. We will not do anything silly. Help us, O Lord, that we will not walk ahead of you. And we will not walk behind you. Help us to walk hand in hand with you. And you will give us a testimony. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.